Welcome to Metamorphosis with Dr. Tassel Faith. In the next hour, you will embark on a journey to awaken your inner identity, remember the truth of who you are, and come home to yourself. Enter your transformative chrysalis, experience the fundamental change you need, and emerge a leader for your own life and for the planet. Transform your world naturally and supernaturally. Metamorphosis begins now.
Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the Metamorphosis Show. I am Dr. Tassel Faith, your priestess of metamorphosis. And this is amazing. I'm so grateful that you are tuning in. And I also just want to extend my gratitude and thanks to the amazing Transformation Network and my amazing producer, Lydia, and all the other amazing people who have helped me put this together. It is just a blessing and a pleasure and an honor to be here. So hello, hello, hello. This is the start. This is our kickoff show. This is the beginning of just some amazing experiences that we are all going to have together. So I'm going to just, in this hour, talk a bit about my inspiration for this show, a little bit of background about me, and then I'm going to share the amazing guests that we are going to have going forward, and we're going to talk about the, as I call them, the 12 sacred medicines of metamorphosis that I have experienced and that I hope to share with all of you beautiful beings. And let's metamorphosize together. So, okay, let's start with, what is the dictionary definition of metamorphosis? I'm going to read it. It is a change of the form or nature of a thing or person into a completely different one, by natural or supernatural means. And I don't know how you feel when you hear that word supernatural. I just get so excited. I love the word. I love having supernatural experiences. And I'm just so excited about this definition. So I chose the name Metamorphosis for this show because this has been my life path, and I believe the life path of many who are listening right now, that we are all being called to transform, to metamorphosize, to ascend, to evolve, and it is happening through both natural and supernatural means. Of course, we are all spirit in human form, so it would make sense that this is the way this is unfolding. So let me tell you just a little bit about myself to begin with. Again, like many of you, I feel that I straddle two worlds, the human world and the spirit world. And so in the human world, in the very linear world, I have a really sort of linear background. I have a PhD in psychotherapy. I'm a licensed doctor of psychotherapy. So there's a lot that goes into that. And there's a lot of trainings and experiences I've had on that side of my life in the linear world that have really helped me transform, and I bring that into my work with those I'm privileged to work with. And then I also have a whole nother side that is the more intuitive, the more unseen world side of myself and my experiences. And a big part of that for me is are my shamanic roots. I have had many lifetimes as an indigenous shaman. I've had many memories of this, and I'm bringing a lot of this into this lifetime. So I refer to myself now as a shamanic priestess in honor to that lineage. And then I've also done a lot of work with Reiki master, and a Kundalini yoga teacher, and also a certified hypnotherapist. So my work, I bring in from a lot of different areas, and I really hit the subconscious and the conscious and the spiritual and the linear and all of it. So, and this is how I have transformed. This is how I have moved through my experiences. And this is what I hope to bring to this show. So, and as I get to know all of you, I would love to hear about you and your background and all the amazing gifts that you bring in. And I believe there are many different ways to interact. This is the first show, so we're still getting used to it, but I believe you can message through chats. And so please feel free to chime in. I would love to hear from you and your amazing background. So basically on this show, we are going to talk about all of the natural and supernatural ways that we are being invited to transform. And we're going to have so much fun with it. We're going to talk about everything under the sun. We're going to talk about shamanic journeying. We're going to talk about inner child work. We're going to talk about hypnotherapy. We're going to talk about yoga, past life regression, healthy communication, soul retrieval, the Akashic Records, all of the really juicy, amazing, transformative practices that we can all just pick and choose from whatever feels resonant on our amazing path of evolution and transformation and metamorphosis. And what's the goal? What is the goal of all of this? So, of course, we're all here with our own specific life mission, our own specific experiences that we came here to have. So, of course, that is really the main goal for us to live out what we came here to do. And I believe so many of us right now are coming online as leaders for the transformation of our precious planet. So this metamorphosis that we're all undergoing, it's a metamorphosis in our own life. It's becoming the leader of our own life. And then it's also in parallel becoming a leader for this beautiful new earth that is really developing with all of our light. So, and just to have a wonderful life, I completely believe that we inhabit our spirit, and we're also inhabiting our beautiful human. And for us to be able to have it all, to have our spiritual evolution, to bring peace, joy, and abundance to this precious planet, and at the same time, to just have an amazing life and to have all of our own humans' dreams, hopes, goals for their life to unfold through us. So one of my favorite taglines is all of your dreams, every single one. So a very, very exciting time to be incarnate, a very exciting time to be on this planet. And I believe we're just coming together as a soul tribe to make this all happen. And I want to just share that if someone had told me, say 10 years ago, that I would be talking on a talk show about how to transform in supernatural ways, I never would have believed it. My childhood and most of my adult life felt very linear. I did not have supernatural experiences, or at least I don't remember them. Maybe I did, but I know a lot of my dear friends on this path, they maybe saw spirits when they were a child, or they could astral travel. That was not my experience. I really came into a lot of these more supernatural experiences just over the past 10 years. And I say that because if anyone who is listening maybe feels the same way, I want to say we are all hardwired to have these really magical supernatural experiences, to really be connecting with the other side. And I believe we all can do it. I feel if I can do it, you can do it too. So I just really wanted to say that. And so awesome. So I hope that all sounds great. And before we go further, I just want to share the upcoming guests that we have, and it's really exciting. So the next time we meet, it will be September 14th. We have the amazing Serena Dyer, who is just an amazing woman. And of course, she has an amazing lineage, her dear father, Wayne Dyer, but she will be on the show talking about her metamorphosis and her amazing practices that have helped her along her life path. And then we also have Joe Vitale, who's going to be here. And he was on the movie, The Secret. And he's the author of so many different books, including a book about Ho'oponopono and the attractor factor. He's a really beautiful being and he has so much to share. And then we have, oh my goodness, I almost fainted about this person, Sandra Ingerman, who is really one of my favorite mentors. I have read almost all of her books. She is a world-renowned shaman. And similar to myself, she is a licensed psychotherapist. So she has a very linear background like I do, and then found so much healing and expansion and magic through shamanism. So she's going to be here. I'm so excited to meet her on Zoom. And then we also have John Gray, who is the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And I think most of us are familiar with that book. And he's just really, really brilliant around relationships and the beautiful, unique traits of the male and the female. So we're so excited to have him. And then another amazing guest is Lynn McTaggart, who is an extremely intelligent, in tune being on the planet. You might have heard of her books, The Intention Experiment and The Field. And she is a spokesperson on consciousness and conventional and alternative medicine. And she's just on fire. So we have an amazing lineup coming up, and every week or every other week when we meet, we'll just be really getting deep into some amazing practices of metamorphosis with some amazing people who will be on this show. So that sounds great. And okay, so at this point, I would like to lay out and share, give a bit of an overview of 12 sacred medicines, as I call them. And the first one is self-leadership. And all of these medicines, I'll just say, have been the medicine that has moved me forward in my life. I'm sure like many of you listening, there have been some really profound challenges and initiations for me in this lifetime. Of course, it has been my choice as a soul, my desire to come into this lifetime and have these experiences. At the same time, for the human, it's not always easy. And so I have come into these 12 sacred medicines through seeking, through searching for ways to move through my challenges, to move through my initiations, to further my expansion and my metamorphosis. So these sacred medicines that I'll be sharing here today, and that will really be with us in every show that we have just brought so much joy, peace, healing, expansion, and I'm just so grateful to these sacred medicines. Okay, so the first one is the sacred medicine of self-leadership. So just as an interesting practice, if this is resonant, to try this at home or wherever you're listening, when you say the word self-leadership, how does that feel in your body? What comes up for you? Does it feel good? Does it feel uncomfortable? What is your experience of that? And if anyone wants to share, I would love to hear. Lydia, my dearest producer, if you want to share in the chat or verbally what comes up for you, I'd love to hear. So what exactly do we mean by self-leadership? Well, the name is pretty clear what we mean by it. It means you are the leader of your life, right? You and only you are the leader of your life. And it seems kind of obvious as we're saying this. Like, as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, yeah, of course. I mean, that makes sense. But for most of us, we were not taught this, right? I know my experience. I know a lot of other people's experiences who I've talked to about this. It seems in our society that we were really taught the opposite. We were taught to, I would say, abandon ourselves. We were taught to turn away from our own intuition, from our own guidance, from our own feelings, from our own dreams. And not to say that this was done maliciously. We were taught to do this by our parents, by our teachers, perhaps religious figures, and they were taught the same thing. So they were just doling out the programming that they had received. So we give grace and forgiveness and love to everyone, but we are aware. We are aware of how likely we may have been socialized to turn away from ourselves. So this first sacred medicine of self-leadership, it's a homecoming. And how does that word feel in your body? The word homecoming. It is a coming home to yourself. How does that feel? How does it feel to come home to yourself? I know for me, it makes me want to cry. I could probably cry right now about it. This homecoming that I have experienced, I would say largely over the past 10 years, has been the best experience of my life. I absolutely grew up, I would say, in Cinderella world, where I was taught to abandon myself and look towards others, and to also think that a handsome prince was going to ride in on his stallion and take me away, and my happiness and direction would be through a man. So to come back to myself and to lead myself through my life, through my own feelings, through my own dreams, through my own guidance, has been the best experience I could ever have imagined. So my dear producer is letting me know that it is time to take a little break. We're gonna have two short breaks during this show, and it's only a couple minutes, and we're gonna come back and get into the second sacred medicine of metamorphosis. So again, I am Dr. Tassel Faith. You are listening to The Metamorphosis Show, and we will be right back.
Join the new earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we are back on the Metamorphosis Show with myself, Dr. Tassel Faith, your priestess of metamorphosis. And before the break, we were talking about self-leadership. And I asked my amazing producer, Lydia, how that felt for her. And Lydia, would you share with the audience?
Yeah, so I've actually had a bit of an interesting experience with that. I was in a big family growing up and we were military, so we never really got to choose where we lived. And so now as an adult, I'm realizing that I don't have a lot of these decisions made about who I am. So I had to choose my favorite color this year because I realized I didn't have one. And since I started making those decisions of like, what am I, where am I going, what am I going to do, I enjoy myself so much more. I like hanging out with myself so much more. And I found that like guiding myself feels so much more rewarding because I'm making that decision instead of someone else.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I love everything you shared. Yes. And isn't it interesting? Often we might not even realize that we're not really leading ourselves because from usually the time we were so young, other people were leading us. So it takes a while to even become cognizant of, oh, actually, it's time now for me to lead myself and make these decisions. And as you said, it's feeling really, really good to you. Okay, I'm so glad you shared that. And if it's okay, I'll probably ask you about the next medicines too. Is that okay?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Okay, awesome. This is so fun. Hang out with Lydia and everyone else. And if anyone again wants to chime in on the chats, wherever you're listening from, we would love to hear from you. We'd love for this to be very interactive. Okay, so in a way, I put self-leadership first because I do think this is one of the most powerful and useful sacred medicines to really develop self-leadership. And the second medicine is very, very amazing as well, and really related to self-leadership. It is the sacred medicine of connection to your higher self. And if that term doesn't resonate for you, we can just call it your highest consciousness, your best self, whatever resonates with you. And what do we mean by this? We just mean really alignment. We just mean that you are aligning with your inner intuition. You are aligning with your inner guidance. You are aligning with what is flowing through you naturally, is all we really mean by that. And again, it is so common that for most of us, we were brought away from that. We were told to listen to other people. We were not necessarily taught to be quiet and listen to that beautiful inner voice that has always been there. And I know for myself, that was absolutely the case. I did not listen to my inner voice for decades. I listened to the voices around me. I listened to the societal voice. I I listened to the programming. And what happened with that is that I miscreated a catastrophic life, an absolute catastrophic life that really had no resonance with my inner voice, with my inner dreams, with my inner values, with my mission, my goals for my life as soul. So as a clinician and working with many, many people who have experienced, say, depression, anxiety, suicidal feelings, the gamut, my professional and personal opinion on a lot of this is just non-alignment, being very disconnected from who you really are and what you really value and what you really came here to experience. And depression, for instance, can be very helpful as a red flag. Oh, I'm feeling depressed. Why am I feeling depressed? Well, am I living out the life that really feels resonant with my heart, with my soul? So any experience that we're having is always a teacher. Depression is a teacher as well. So this sacred medicine is about connecting internally, connecting with that beautiful inner voice inside of you. And I'll just share that for me, it took a while. Once I was even aware that I had an inner voice to really learn to tune into it. So it's a practice. It's still ongoing for me. I'm still further tuning in, still further aligning with that precious inner voice. So maybe I'll just ask our dear producer, Lydia, what is your experience of this?
So my experience having communication with my higher self is that I'm more forgiving. Because higher Lydia, when I do something wrong, is like, it's okay. That's not going to ruin your life. You'll be all right. And while the present Lydia is just crying and so upset. So it's very forgiving and nice.
Oh, I love that. That's a great tool of delineation between the human egoic voice and the higher self voice. If it's loving and forgiving and just warm and supportive, we usually that's what we get from our precious higher self, who's just always there for us and always supportive for us. And not to say that our higher self doesn't challenge us. I know for me, and I'm sure for everyone listening and for Lydia perhaps too, my higher self is constantly directing me to do things that are really scary.
Yes, definitely.
Right. So it's she is a very supportive and directive mother figure cheerleader, and she wants me to go for it, and she doesn't want me to play small. Okay, beautiful. Okay, let's go on to the next sacred medicine. Okay, this is the sacred medicine of aloneness. And of course, we're never alone, actually. We might not have other humans with us, but we are with our higher self. We are with our guides. We are with nature. We are with Mother Earth. So I'm using the word alone, but I just mean apart from humans. So golly, why are we bringing this up? It's so helpful to spend time apart from other humans. This has been, for me, one of the greatest practices of really being able to tune into my higher self and really hear her and really integrate with her has been this precious, sacred alone time. And for me, for my human was not interested in alone time at all. I'm a Libra. Libra is my sun sign. I'm very social. I really love being with people. So this was a medicine that was very bitter to me at first. It was very, very bitter. And I came into aloneness through my divorce custody situation, where I share custody of my children. And so over the past 6 years or so since I've been divorced, I have spent an enormous time alone. And in our society, I think, at least for me, I at times in the beginning, I even felt shame about being so alone. I felt, what is wrong with me that I'm not spending more time with other people? Why am I alone all the time? And now I really see it is your higher self, spirit, is giving you this alone time. They're orchestrating that you are not necessarily spending a lot of time with other humans at certain points in your life, so that you can spend time with yourself and with your higher self. And so it really is something really to be celebrated and honored, not to say that it's always easy for the human. And Lydia, I'll just throw out to you, what has your experience been around aloneness?
So I actually hate being alone. I hate it so much. I have managed somehow to basically delete that from my life. It's very hard for me to be alone, actually. So now I have, in the recent weeks, realized how important that is, and I've had to fight for it. And I've had to tell people, no, I can't spend time with you because I need to sit in a room by myself. And that's so odd for people to hear, but it's where you learn what you are. So it goes into that self-leadership and self-actualization of like knowing who you are. You can't do that because other people tell you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I so agree. Being alone was so hard for me. So, I mean, I would do anything to avoid it for years. Yeah, so I so get that. And I do again think that's just part of our cultural programming too, that it's not, we don't usually, there are not that many movies that really like showcase, you know, a woman or a man spending this sacred time alone and all the gifts from it. Most, I mean, I would say a lot of movies just showcase the social aspect of being a human.
Though I do have a little thing about movies and aloneness. Most of the musical montages where the protagonist becomes strong and amazing, they are by themselves.
Yes, that is so true. That's so true. It just makes me think of the hero's journey. A lot of movies follow that plot line. And yes, the scene where they realize something about themselves, they come back to their power, they get the guidance, and you know, they're able to save the day. So yeah, aloneness has been one of the most powerful medicines for me. And at this point in time, I actually realize I am most at peace and most joyful when I am alone. And I feel kind of bad saying that because I'm a mom and I also have a partner. And I love to be with them, but truly being really connected with my higher self is actually the most joyful experience I've ever had. And if you had told me that, I would be saying this even a few years ago, I would never have believed it. I would never have thought, oh, I'm actually in my highest level of joy when I'm alone with my higher self. I would never have believed it. So this is like a miracle for me that I got to that point. Okay, beautiful. We are going to go now to the fourth sacred medicine of metamorphosis that we're talking about. And this is the sacred medicine of feeling safe in your body. Okay, so again, I would say myself and most of us have been socialized to feel safe or not safe according to what is going on externally. So I used to feel safe around other people, for instance, or I used to feel safe if I had a certain amount of money, or I used to feel safe if certain things were happening in my life. So the invitation that we're all having at this point in our soul's evolution is to find safety within, is to be our own safe harbor, no matter what is happening, on the external. And wow, this is really masterful to dip our toes into this. This is really, really masterful. And definitely something that I'm still practicing, I'm still evolving into. I would say years ago, I had no concept of this. I had no experience of this. I was like just a little raft on an ocean. And if there was a storm on the ocean, I would feel the storm. If it was a sunny day on the ocean, I would feel the sunny day. I was very, very affected by my external. And through the course of my own metamorphosis, which is ongoing, I am more and more able to be a safe harbor for myself internally. Of course, this is with my connection with spirit, and to be somewhat invulnerable to whatever is happening externally. I'm not perfect at this. I'm not saying the external doesn't affect me. It still does. But I am slowly but surely building more and more of an inner harbor, within myself. And just a quick practice for that I like to use is just going into my heart, basically. I imagine my consciousness just dropping into my heart. And this usually brings almost an immediate sense of a safe harbor for me. Lydia, do you want to quickly comment on feeling safe?
Sure, because this is something that I'm actually actively working on. Because I get mood swings, I get anxiety, and sometimes being in my own mind is not a safe space for me.
Yes.
So listening to you saying about your consciousness dropping into your heart, I might have to try that next time I have a struggle.
Yes. Yes. I think there's so many different practices of this. Another way that I can really easily enter a safe harbor is doing a shamanic journey where I'm just connecting with my guides or going into the Akashic records or praying or just asking Spirit, please be with me right now. There's so many ways, and we'll talk about many, many different ways going forward on this show, but feeling safe in one's body. And then, of course, the universal law, as within, so without, as we continue to cultivate this inner harbor, this inner safety, we do see our external world reflecting that. Of course, our external world is always a reflection of our internal world. So we're going to take one more quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the sacred medicine of creation or manifestation. So you are listening to the Metamorphosis Show, and I am Dr. Tassel Faith, your priestess of metamorphosis.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Kopp guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit anywheremindbodysoul.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
I love that music. That is great. Thank you so much to Lydia for finding that amazing music for the bumper, I think it's called. We are back on the Metamorphosis Show. I am Dr. Tassel Faith, your priestess of metamorphosis, and this is our inaugural kickoff show. I'm so grateful and honored for everyone to be tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. And we are talking about 12 sacred medicines of metamorphosis. The next one we're talking about is the sacred medicine of creation, or some people call it manifestation. Manifestation has gotten sometimes like a negative rap, or I don't know, and it's been just very popularized. So I kind of just like the word creation. That's what we're just all here doing. We are creator beings. We live in a world of energy, and our thoughts, our focus, our feelings as well are all energy. So we've all heard this many, many times that we do create our external reality. So the sacred medicine of creation for me has been a lot about not paying attention to external reality. And I get a kick out of saying that, because that's not what we're taught, right? We're taught to not to daydream. We're taught to, you've got to face reality. You've got to do things practically. We're really taught a lot of that in our Western society. And my unraveling of this has been so exciting, because the way I see it is external reality, it's temporary. It's always shifting. It's only what has been created so far. And there is a lag time. There is a bit of a lag time on in 3D dense earth energy of creation, of the energy and then what is created. So we will not see our creations immediately, usually. Usually there's a bit of lag time. So much of the invitation is holding your vision, holding your faith. Faith is my middle name, and it is something that I feel I've been really called upon to hold in my lifetime. I'm sure for many of you as well. So to me, the biggest piece of creation is holding your vision, no matter what you actually see on the external. And this is very powerful. And I think this is one of the most powerful magics that we can embody on the planet as creator beings. It is our faith, is our vision. That is really where so much of your magic and your power lies, in your focus on your creation. And a little prayer that I often add to any of my creations is this or better, or if this is for highest and best. So of course we are leaving it up to spirit to work through us and to create whatever is highest and best for our lives and all connected to us. And with that little prayer, we're just acknowledging that this or something better, if this is in highest and best. So very, very powerful. We'll be talking so much about creation going forward. We only have, I think, about 10 minutes left, so I may go through the remaining sacred medicines a little more quickly. The next one is the sacred medicine of life as your guru, life as your teacher. Oh my goodness, this is such a relief to come into this sacred medicine. This is so much about acceptance, surrender, and peace to what the external reality is right now bringing you. So just a moment ago, we talked about don't take it too seriously. Yes, and at the same time, also acknowledge what is the teaching here? What is the expansion here of what I am currently experiencing while holding the vision going forward? So one of my favorite affirmations, I use it all the time, is I trust life. This is such a relief. The old me did not trust life at all. The old me would try to fight life. I fought my custody situation for a long time because it felt so painful and so uncomfortable. I fought, and because I didn't want to be alone. I fought it. And another law of the universe is really what we resist persists. What we resist persists. And when we allow ourselves to be in the flow, to surrender, to accept what is happening, and if we can find gratitude, this is very powerful. I have often found that once you're able to truly find gratitude for whatever situation you're in, it almost always shifts. I found this over and over and over and over and over again. It's quite magical. So this is the sacred medicine of life as your teacher, life as your guru, just accepting and surrendering and finding the expansion and the gratitude in whatever you're experiencing. The next one is the sacred medicine of self-love. So I almost think that, and I'm curious what anyone else's experience is, I almost think I thought of self-love as something really selfish and almost like a bad word, or, you know, something bad to aspire to, that it meant I was narcissistic or overly self-centered. I certainly was not taught self-love in my life. That was something that has come actually much more recently, I would say. Just in the past few years have I even really been aware of the concept of self-love. And I would absolutely say for me, I feel that self-love has saved my life over and over and over again. In my darkest moments, it has been my self-love and connecting with the love of spirit that has brought me through the moments that I thought I could not get through. So really cultivating that inner well of love and that connection to the divine unconditional love that is there all the time for us is such a powerful medicine. The next one is the sacred medicine of feeling your feelings. So this one blows my mind. I have a PhD in psychotherapy. Did we talk about at any point in my 7 years of training a client's feelings? Not one time. This is the state of modern psychotherapy. Not one time in all of my training in psychotherapy did we talk about that it's important to help our clients feel their feelings. This is something that I really learned after all of that clinical training. And very similar to self-love, I feel like feeling my own feelings has also really saved my life, it has cleared so much painful energy within me. And especially when we have the courage to really feel, oh boy, the deepest, darkest, most painful feelings, there, first of all, we almost immediately rise up in our vibration. We're going to start attracting different things into our lives. And there's usually enormous insight. There's usually a huge gift on the other side, especially of feeling our most painful feelings. And I have a lot of practices around around this. It's something I do a lot with my clients. I would say it's probably one of the biggest things I do with people I work with is helping them connect with their higher self and helping them feel their feelings. These are usually two just life-changing practices for people. Okay, a few more sacred medicines here. Okay, the sacred medicine of standards and boundaries. This is really related to self-love. I know I was really socialized to be a people pleaser. I think many females of my generation were socialized to be people pleasers and to abandon ourselves and to really be okay with crumbs in our relational lives. And this has been a huge, huge initiation for me in the past few years, is my self-love and is the adoption of standards and boundaries with people that I interact with, including family members, including partners, including my children. So this is really, really sacred as we internally honor ourselves more and more to have our standards and boundaries with other people and then to experience honoring from the external. The next one is the sacred medicine of courage. Oh boy, how handy is courage? Courage is really helpful, is really helpful. I think of the animal, the lion, the tiger. In a course that I'm running starting this fall, we're going to do animal invocations where we call in the strengths and gifts of different animals. And for the week that we spend on courage, we're going to be calling in the strength and gifts of the tiger. So courage, of course, I think we've all heard this definition, is it's not the absence of fear. It's moving through fear. It's honoring one's fear and moving forward anyways. And every single thing I've ever done in my life, fear has come up. I had fear before we got on the show today. I had fear many times throughout this whole process of putting together this show and doing all this. I have fear every day. It comes up every day. And I think this is absolutely common and normal for the human to feel fear. And it's just how do we want to move through our fear? So courage. And then two last ones, the sacred medicine of community. So for many of us on the path that we're on, many times relationships fall away. They might be relationships with our family of origin. They might be marriages, partnerships, old friends. As we continue to metamorphosize, not everybody is coming with us. And this is something not to feel bad about. It just means you're at different energy levels. You're at different pages of the book. No one is right or wrong. But many times on this path, people will fall away. And we can feel quite alone in the human sense. But to understand, there will always be new people coming in. As you let go of what no longer serves you, there will always be new coming in. So there is always a community for you. It might often be shifting and transforming, but there is always a community for you. And I hope that this will serve as a community to many of you listening. I want to be in your community. And then the last one is the sacred medicine of peaceful communication. This blew my mind that I could choose to only participate in peaceful communication. We can choose to excuse ourselves from any communication with others where love is not present, where honoring is not present. And we're going to talk a lot about this. Okay, so we just have a few minutes left before the show is going to wrap up. Those were the 12 sacred medicines of metamorphosis. We have amazing guests coming on. Usually I will have a guest. This was just the intro where I wanted to just talk to you on my own about some of these things that are really precious to me. But we will have guests moving forward. And I wanted to invite you to a free event if you're listening for tomorrow. I think there's information somewhere, maybe in the show notes or on the screen. There's a free event tomorrow where we're going to do some shamanic journeying and some chakra clearing. I have free events all the time. If you miss this one, there'll be another one. This one is called Magnetize Your Dream Life. If you want to get in contact with me, the easiest way is through my website, drtassel.com, drtassel.com. And I also have an amazing metamorphosis journey experience coming up starting in late September. I'd love for you to join me. We dive deep into all of these sacred medicines. So thank you so much. It has been such a joy and an honor to be with you. And please tune in on September 14th for our next metamorphosis show. So much love to everyone.
Thank you for joining Dr. Tassel Faith, Priestess of Metamorphosis, on your road to transformation and freedom. Each step takes you closer to becoming an awakened, empowered, courageous, and a moves mountains kind of person. Join us again the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 12 noon Eastern Time for more guidance and encouragement. Until then, lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.